as another boat containing 19 suspected asylum seekers arrives in Darwin. Questions are being asked about the company running our detention centres, Serco. Their contract with the Australian government has jumped from $323 million to $1.86 billion. Yet they're a company shrouded in secrecy and have failed to submit key reports to the Department of Immigration. Journalist and author Anthony Lowenstein has been taking a deeper look at companies like Serco, who profit from the outsourcing of vulnerable people like asylum seekers, in his new book, Prophets of Doom. He says with asylum seeker numbers on the rise, the pressure is on Serco to cope with the load, and they don't seem to be managing well.
What they do have control is over how what sort of care they give to both asylum seekers but also their staff inside detention. And there's mass evidence to suggest that they are doing, unsurprisingly, the most minimal they need to, because, of course, the bottom line is all that matters. So the point, I guess, in all this is that when a government talks about accountability and transparency on these sort of matters, you deliberately do not achieve that when you outsource to a private company whose record, I might add, in places like the UK and elsewhere is appalling. They run juvenile prisons in the UK and just jails in general and some detention centres for refugees. So the problem has been that this corporation is making a fortune, and when anyone tries to get accurate information from them or the Immigration Department, both sides blame the other. And this, of course, is deliberate. So anyone, whether you're a journalist or a citizen or even an asylum seeker or a guard who's looking for compensation, you find that there are walls going up all around you, which is exactly the point.
What kind of information would you be wanting to find out that you say that you can't get access to about Serco?
I'd say there's mountains of stuff. There is, for example, the amount of money they're actually making per month. Now, they obviously release the end of every year as a corporation their profits, but internal documents that I obtained from inside Serco show that in certain kind of centres particularly, they are making an absolute killing. And the problem with that is that when there has been a surge in a number of centres, particularly the more remote ones, Christmas Island, etc., the corporation actually, through its own records, is reducing staff, not increasing staff. Now, I know that because I have internal documents. That's not released publicly. So you would think that when there is a greater need for attention, whether it's mental health doctors or staff to manage these situations, you'd hope that there would actually be more attention. But in fact, the opposite is true. You'd also want to, I think, know the sort of training that Serco staff themselves undergo. And one of the things that has come out very clearly two documents that I've obtained, both the contract itself, is that little or no training actually needs to happen for many of the guards who end up working in the most remote centres. And that's obvious to what's going to happen to those individuals. They're put in appalling situations where they're seeing men, women, sometimes children, self-harming, trying to kill themselves. And the actual contract doesn't actually, I mean, in theory, there should be some kind of checks and balances from the government on this contract, but in reality, it happens very rarely. So Serco staff, I've been told, are regularly told by Serco superiors, do not report breaches of the contract, because if you do, you get fined. That's part of the contract. So again, you have a situation where the corporation is incredibly incapable, unwilling, and the government's allowing this to happen.
The government would argue that they're better off having a private corporation run these detention centres because they can specialise in it and they do it more efficiently. What would you say to that?
The government does often say that. The problem is that the corporations that they're actually using to undertake the work, whether it's Serco or G4S or others, have appallingly inadequate backgrounds and histories themselves. In the UK, the British government routinely releases reports about the behaviour of Serco and G4S in terms of their mini contracts. So ultimately, to me, we have a situation where when the Labour Party was in opposition before 2007, when Kevin Rudd became Prime Minister, they pledged you cannot have a for-profit company managing the most vulnerable people. By definition, that brings up problems, ethically, morally, legally. Suffice to say, they ignored that when they came into office. So there's no doubt that putting the system back in public hands would probably cost more. It's probably true.
Has there been any actual cost comparison done between how much it would cost government to run the detention centres themselves compared to how much it would cost to outsource it to a private company like Serco?
There has been comparisons done between Australia and places like Canada. Australia's had an outsourced system for years and years, massively expanded during the Howard years. So the comparison in some ways wouldn't be apt between now and 20-odd years ago in Australia, but certainly in terms of with Canada, certain services, in fact, in some ways become cheaper and some become more expensive. And ultimately, I guess what I argue through lots of research is that we surely aren't just talking about cost, financial cost. Not that that's irrelevant. It is obviously important. But when we're talking about warehousing people, many of whom have suffered trauma, torture, and other forms of abuse in their home countries, and they've come here for a reason to seek asylum. And we shouldn't forget that the vast, vast majority of refugees who come to Australia are found to be legitimate refugees. And therefore, if we're going to treat people with respect and dignity, as opposed to treating them, which is what I think we're doing now, by being as cruel as possible, whether it's taking them to PNG or wherever it may be, to make them suffer, and therefore tell their family, friends, colleagues back at home, don't bother coming to try to make it to Australia because you're going to be treated appallingly. And that, to me, I think, is not what the kind of country we should be proud of.
Journalist and author Anthony Lowenstein, and his new book, Prophets of Doom, is published by Random House.